Along with backyard chickens and canning, hunting, perhaps the ultimate DIY, is coming back. Of course, for much of the country, it never left, but in human nature and in modern life, there's always a big disconnect from this idea. Yet, with the ways we're rethinking our food, for some, hunting is now a classroom subject. Well, Jesse Griffiths is based in Austin, Texas, where he's famous for his farmer's market butcher shop, where he works with local meats and game, and his hunting classes, and for his new restaurant, Dai Due. Now, for him, hunting is all about eating well, and something more. He's introducing much of what he's learned in his cookbook, A Field, A Chef's Guide to Preparing and Cooking Wild Game and Fish. Jesse, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So, Jesse, why do you hunt?
I like to be outdoors, and I love to fish. Hunting pretty much gave me an opportunity to kind of be distracted year-round. I love to eat wild game. I love to eat in general. So hunting yeah. is kind of an excuse to get outside and gather food. I've always been obsessed with food and where it came from, and hunting kind of gave me like an extra connection to that.
Why do you think that it's so hard for so many of us to think about hunting and then the field dressing, the cleaning of the animal? I mean, on one hand, it's logical. We're detached from it. But on the other hand, man's been hunting since, you know, we first started to move. And there's so much violence now in our society. And yet there's this disconnect from this idea of going out there to get our own food. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that people associate hunting with gun culture, and I think that hunting should be associated with food culture. A gun is a tool that you can use to get food, you know, like a hoe that you would use to, you know, turn the soil in your garden. I think that people are pretty leery about starting to hunt because they feel that the violence, which is inherent in the process, mm-hmm. is something that's insurmountable. You know, it's a difficult process. It's gonna be emotional. I think if it's not emotional for you, you shouldn't do it. But I think that we really want to convey the fact that this has been happening for a long time. It's right. It's a good way to approach food. It makes you think about your food in general as a whole more. And I think that people, if they experience it, or if they know people who are experiencing it in the right way, or they see it done and from a different perspective, then they're more likely to kind of change their ideas about what hunting is if they were opposed to it.
What is that emotional connection in the sense you said if you don't feel an emotional connection, it's not right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking the life of something, that's a big deal. And it has some weight to it. You should always feel it. I mean, if it's a little dove, it's a big deer. It's the same. It was a life. That animal didn't expect its day to end like that. And you are then required to treat that with that most respect. And if you don't feel that, then I think that you're kind of missing the point. And that feeling translates into when you're preparing things, you just put more thought into it. You're required to. I mean, mm-hmm. you just mm-hmm. went through this long process. I mean, just getting the gear together, traveling, the physical exertion, the excitement of the actual hunt, the processing of the animal, packaging, you know, making sausage, whatever. There's so much work involved. It just makes you feel and understand food at a more base level, I think.
Yeah, you wrote something in one of the stories. You were talking about hunting feral pigs with a woman, and that she harvested a pig, and as she went to begin the process of dressing it, she said, "Thank you, pig."
Yeah, and literally, that's what it was. I mean, she just said, you know, if I remember correctly, she said, you know, "Thanks, pig." It's casual, but she meant it, you know. And I've also hunted with people, you know, that have shot their first deer, and they were like, "Can I have a few minutes alone?" You know, because they really wanted to say, you know, "Thank you," because it was heavy. You know, it was a big deal for them.
Yeah,
and you know, it's not required that you, you know, get on your knees and thank every animal, but think about it, you know, look at it, hold it in your hand and realize that this process has begun and, you know, there's no taking it back. But it's also the beginning of something great. It's the beginning of a meal. You're going to sustain yourself, your family, your friends.
Right.
It's pretty wonderful if you can grasp the importance of all of it.
Let's talk about the other side of it, because cooking game is not something people do every day. And it's different than cooking most meats that we might get at the market. So what are some of the things we should know when we can get a hold of, you know, that game bird or that piece of venison?
Well, I mean, first off, it's going to be a lot leaner than grocery store or even farmer's market meats. It was raised on a diet of like wild grasses or seeds, and it's going to have a different texture. It's not going to have all that fat and just be that sweet corn-fed animal that a lot of people are used to. So it's going to require probably, and I'm generalizing, a lot longer cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It could also require a lot shorter cooking, you know, where it's nice and rare and pink on the inside. So it's a little bit of a trick, and the flavor is more intense, more rich. A lot of people have had bad experiences with game. Are like, oh, it tastes gamey, and it's like, yes, it does, but
it's game.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Is there a favorite way that you have for, let's say, cooking a game bird? Thinking of, you know, something small like dove or that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just love grilled doves. I mean, salt, pepper, olive oil, and a hot grill. That's more because I associate that with the night of a hunt, and we're all around a fire grilling our doves. And that's a lot of it too. You know, a good meal is a lot more than just the food.
Right. Jesse, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn.
Jesse Griffiths is author of A Field, A Chef's Guide to Preparing and Cooking Wild Game and Fish. Now, whether you hunt or not, try Jesse's recipe for simple grilled doves. And in a pinch, you can always substitute quail, which you can find frozen in a lot of supermarkets. The recipe's on the website, splendidtable.org.